Madame Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Club Sanctuary in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. Continuing with our discussions on the mother continent. And today we focus on this perennial subject. How do we prepare to defeat the colonialists and the colonial project? And in order to appreciate how to do it, it is wise that we go back into history because it lays the foundation and we also borrow ideas of how the preparation effort must begin. Remember that when colonized peoples are taken physically and mentally, they must have a way of fighting the colonial project. And we have ways of doing it. We go to the Caribbean and you look at the beginnings of the preparation against anti-colonialism in the 19th century through individuals such as Sylvester Williams of Trinidad and Tobago. The first thing is that you gather and educate people through information. We gather that from the Caribbean, which gave birth to the Pan-African movement. We go to Jamaica and ask ourselves what it is that Marcus Mosias Garvey was doing when he came with the Black Star movement. Economic independence is also something that we gather as a way of ensuring that you begin to educate the people to prepare for decolonization. You go to South Africa and you see the story of individuals such as Pixley Kaisa Kaseme when in 1912 they are founding the African National Congress and they bring young people because young is what gives energy to the impetus to have change, and you educate them. You have a clear manifesto and a clear agenda, a clear think tank, and you ensure that you have your cadres who are educated and sharpened. You go to the African movement against the civil rights movement in the United States of America and you ask yourself, how is it that people like Malcolm X did it? How is it that people like Martin Luther King Jr. did it? And you come to the continent of Africa. And prior to our regaining independence, you go across the continent of Africa and ask yourself, how did they do it? And there were different paths that were followed. In the early days, there are those who were educated by the colonizers. And it's through that education that they gained awareness and discovered that these colonizers were dangerous to us. You ask people like Kwame Nkrumah what they gathered from Lincoln University in the United States of America. Guinea, Ahmed Sekou Touré, Ahmed Ben Bella. You prepare people. South Africa, you ask individuals such as Mandela, Sobukwe, Luthuli, and you discover that it was through education. You discover that in Mozambique, people like Mondlane and Machel, through education. So the very first thing that is important when you want to fight the colonizer is to understand the colonizer. And I think Ngugi wa Thiong'o, in a fiction book called The River Between, tells his chief character, Wayaki, go out and learn the ways of the white man. And when you have learned his ways, come and make sure that we use it to remove him. So you've got to understand the ways of the colonized. And it is not lost on me that many individuals who are in the forefront of the struggle for independence gained their education in the colonial capitals of the colonizer. And if you doubt me, I want you to ask young Agostinho Neto where he went to school. It is Lisbon. If you doubt me, ask Ahmed Ben Bella where he went to school from Algeria. It was in Paris. If you doubt me, ask Jomo Kenyatta where he went to school. It was in London. If you doubt me, ask Julius Nyerere where he went to school. It was in Edinburgh in Scotland. And if you doubt me, ask any of these. Pixley Kaisa Kaseme was delivering his iconic speech about regeneration of Africa in Colombia in the year 1906 when he was only 27 years of age. So the younger generations of Africans, something happened to us. You know, when I look at how these individuals were meeting across Africa in the 1950s and the 1960s, there was no internet. They could not afford flights. There was only telegram. The post offices did not work, but somehow they were meeting in Casablanca. Somehow they were meeting in Accra. Somehow they were meeting in Cairo. Somehow they were meeting in Windhoek. How were they doing it? The spirit of self-discovery. And that comes only with knowledge. And what kind of knowledge? Liberating knowledge. Because it is still true that when you have knowledge, that is how you ensure that your things never disappear, so that your name may be changed from Kunta Kinte to Toby, but Kunta Kinteism does not die in you. This is how I understand Roots by Alex Haley. You must never allow the thing to die. Wole Soyinka, that great Nigerian writer, says in his book, A Man Died, a man dies in silence who remained silent in the face of tyranny. And colonization is tyranny in its classical form. And in order to prepare for it, it is like a soldier going to the field. You've got to have provisions. And what are these provisions? It is not just rations. It is intellectual firepower. You've got to have provisions. It is strategic firepower. It is tactical firepower. It is also identifying allies. You've got to have allies, because in some of these things, you cannot do it alone. You've got to understand, identify the world and say, who are we going to work with? Who is going to be the crutches that help me to stand up now that I've been crippled by colonization? Once you've done that, you've got to understand your agenda. In Kiswahili, we say, safari ya Ijumaa uandaliwa Alhamisi, that a journey that is to be undertaken on Friday is prepared for on Thursday. And therefore, if we are to fight the colonizer, it is important that we have our arsenal, and that arsenal, this arsenal that is also alive to the realities of the modern world. And you must ensure that when you are preparing for this agenda, there is information that is out there in the public domain, but there is information that is only for the initiated on a need-to-know basis. Because a good war general, unless it is a decoy, does not tell you where he or she is going to attack. And Africa must now prepare her young men and women. The other thing that I tell Africans is that you must understand the culture of the people that you are fighting against. And that is why it is important, even as we talk about Kiswahili being a lingua franca, our young men and women must understand English. They must understand French. They must understand Chinese. They must understand Turkish. They must understand Russian. They must understand Arabic. They must understand every language, because when you know a people and how they do, then you know how you can tackle them and how you can engage with them. When you are preparing, it is not easy. It is not easy because it is a question of creating a powerful weapon. And there is nothing that is as powerful as a human being who is convicted about an agenda and knows that that agenda is going to be liberating. You know, many times when I hear people talking about artificial intelligence, it's as if some aliens came and gave us that intelligence. It is from us. Even the artificial intelligence is from us. So this intelligence that we call artificial is what is going to aid us in this regard. Because in fighting the colonizer, it is not just a gun on your shoulders. No, it is the era of artificial intelligence. It is the era of internet and internet of things. It is the era of ChatGPT. It is the era of Gemini. It is the era of DeepSeek. Are we there? Do we have our young men and women present in those spaces? Are they capable of engaging in those spaces? Are they capable of information and disinformation? Because the reality of the world is that the world is governed by the law of the jungle. Survival of the fittest and the dying of the least suitable. Nobody is going to change Africa by singing Hosanna and Hallelujahs. It is going to be war. And sometimes it is going to be war where people lose their lives. It is going to be war where people are maimed. It is going to be war where people lose their properties. But fortune favors the prepared. The question is, are you prepared? In fact, I've said that what is called luck is the intercourse between preparedness and intellect. When they consummate their marriage, they give birth to luck. If Africa wants to be lucky in its war against colonization, Africa must be prepared, and it is only her young men and women who are going to be in the forefront at the arrow's head in our quest to liberate the mother continent, because a liberated Africa is good for Africa and good for the world. So, as we prepare, let us also know that the colonizer is not resting. The colonizer knows that it is through the status quo that she enjoys. So make sure that if the colonizers run 100 kilometers to be prepared, run 1,000 kilometers to be prepared. And so let it be done. So let it be written. You know, as we talk about defeating the colonizer, we can lay the basis, and indeed we have laid the basis today. But as we continue with the conversation, we've got to ask ourselves, how are we going to execute the plan? And this can only be done in the next series, when we now talk about how it is that we are going to deal with the colonizer in economy, in agriculture, in education, in health, in artificial intelligence, militarily and otherwise. Let us meet then as we continue with that series of conversation. See you again.